with Sandra again, who's a guide at the Roche Agu, and I suspect the owner, but she's a guide. Now, there have been plenty of wacky exhibitions at this castle, haven't there, for the last 10 years at least, but this is probably one of the most wacky of all. It's a combination of insects and music. How do they kind of join up?
Well, it's all to do with what Darwin said about if a beetle was as big as a horse or a dog, then we would probably take more interest in the beetle and in insects in general. So it stems from there. They've collected different instruments, this collective tour et affaire, different instruments that are basically to be thrown away. Or they're faulty, and they've been given these instruments, and with these instruments they've created a beetle as big as a horse.
They're very scaled up beetles, aren't they, to approximate the size of a horse, as you say.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
To raise their profile, maybe, in public consciousness.
Indeed, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here we're in the second room, and as you can see, there are drums to resemble the earth, and on each side of the drum there's a new insect that has been made, and that's supposed to say that basically the insects are the most important part of life on Earth, basically, in numbers. They are,
and in function as well, they pollinate plants.
Exactly. And so basically the insects are large when the scale of the world is small, that they are very important.
And now we're in the first room.
Here you have a forest of trumpets. It's basically wind.
And the idea behind that is it trying to approximate the sound that insects make?
No, the trumpets are there. Basically, they're being shown off. A lot of trumpets have been used to create insects, and some have been used just for our pleasure to walk in and look at. I don't know how you found it when you walked up the stairs and you've got all these trumpets hanging
it's
down,
visually
staring
very striking,
at you.
Yes.
It?
It's yep. Like, I think, last year's exhibition, or was it 2 years back, when somebody magnified their photographs of beetles using very specialist equipment, and they were gigantic.
Oh, yes.
So there's probably a slight correlation between this exhibition and that one, but this is concentrating more on sound, isn't it?
Yeah. Possibly, yes.
Right, let's move into the third room. Okay, what do we see in this room?
This is actually a room that was dedicated for the artists, because they came 3 times to the castle, a week each time, and they actually worked here. So people could, you know, the visitors could walk in that room and speak to the artists and ask questions. And at the same time, they'd be working and very happy to answer questions, explain what they're doing. During that time, people bring instruments that they don't use, so they give new instruments to the artists, and they can ask all sorts of different questions while they're working.
So the artist who put this exhibition together, mm-hmm. is it he or she?
It was Vincent Gadras and Mathieu Desailly, the two main artists. Mm-hmm. Came.
So do they specialise in this kind of art, then? Musical art, installations?
No, it's David, the musician called David. He's the one who does the music. Mathieu is a graphic designer, and they work full-time, or they do have a proper job, and this is just an extra job that they do. And Mathieu does all the manual work, basically. And so they came. So they came for 3 weeks in all over the summer.
Before the visitors were allowed in?
No, nope. During.
During, okay. Yep. And June. Did they incorporate any of the visitors' musical gifts for this exhibition?
I can't be sure, because they did come in May, and so they might have collected some instruments that they would have used.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. Nice talking to you again. And what can we expect next year?
We're not allowed to say.
But do you know?
I do know.
Is it going to be good?
It's going to be brilliant, yeah. As usual.
It always is. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Okay, my pleasure. Bye, John.